is Kelman on Cliff Central.
So you could find yourself sitting at home and you see your favorite musician on TV, or you go into Instagram, or you're watching an awards show and suddenly they win something, and then it's like, wow, that's amazing. That person's so successful, they're so cool. But 90% of the time, the person that's put that person there is making a lot more money than what that person actually is a lot smarter than what that person actually is. And actually, I think to a certain extent is smart, because they kind of, and certainly if you're an artist manager and you've got a couple of people on your books, you've figured out something that a lot of people haven't, which is how you make somebody popular and how you bring them into the mainstream. And this is the job of, he's also a graphic designer and illustrator, but it's the main job of Kelvin Mpofu, who is an artist manager. And how does one get into that? I mean, it's not like there's a degree at WITS that's in artist management. So how did you fall into it, Kelvin? Or did you fall into it?
Yeah, I kind of did actually. With my first artist, we kind of like had a thing. They pulled us on board to work with them and stuff like that. And as time went on, I fell in love with this whole thing, you know, hooking up gigs, hooking up interviews, hooking up just around about everything. Do you understand? Fell in love with it. It seemed pretty cool. And then, just last year, I got into it even more, you know. So how you get into it, your networking game, it really has to be on point, and you really need to be a people's person. You need to know how to talk to certain people. You need to, you know, just know how to handle yourself and the people you're trying to get a hold of. Do you understand? So yeah, that's just how about I got into it. You know, it was a hobby that turned into, you know, kind of like work.
Tell me about picking the people that you're gonna work with, because so much of that is vibe and energy and the relationship between two people. So talk to me about how you get better at also picking people that you think are gonna do really, really well.
For me, you kind of need to have something going on for yourself in the beginning. You know, you kind of need to like may probably release the track or something on your own, you know, and kind of like reach a young market and whatnot, and people know about it, people know about you and stuff like that. And that's how I work with you, is that, okay, cool, you release this track, now you just need like a young nudge in the right direction. So that's how I go about choosing people, is that you kind of need to have already something going on for you. Then what I do is we just build on it and make it even bigger than, you know, you were trying to do and stuff like that. Yeah.
And tell me for a second about sort of how you really got into it. What was the first encounter with artist management?
In what sense? In terms of like what we did?
The first person you brought on board,
The first person, well, I'm wearing his t-shirt now. It's Gresham Bass. That's the first guy we worked with. And, you know, ever since we started working together, he's more popular on social media now. He performed at Questa's gigs, the 3-day explosions,
dope,
the Umshupela Fest, the one they just recently did. Even now, there's another one coming. He was on Morning Live, you know. That's what I've been doing with Gershon. And then the clientele grew with Roro, a female singer that I singer-songwriter that I'm also managing, which she went on to perform in like your clubs, your Cocoon, your Skyline, and so forth. And she released a tape which received, you know, like the response to the tape was just amazing, you know. And then yeah, this year we're trying to build on that. We're trying to go bigger, and we're just trying to be next level, basically. Do you understand? To the extent that, you know, people know us, that it's, I don't know, but we're just trying to be at a level that's just impeccable, really. You know, so that's what I'm working on right now, to get my artist on a level that no one can surpass.
This seems like quite a kind of unpredictable day, though. I mean, I don't even know. It's not really a 9-to-5 that you have. I mean, it just must be hours all over the show.
It is. I mean, I was just telling my friend also just about last year. I've been – it's been sending out emails and always being on the lookout to, oh, wait, is this a gig we can do? Is this an interview we can do and whatnot? It's an all day type of thing, man. It's an all day type of thing. You just always need to be on your toes. You always need to be looking at what can we conquer?
Yeah.
You know, what can I do to make sure that my artist is on that radio show, to make sure my artist, following grows. Do you understand? It's really an everyday thing. You never really quite rest.
Yeah. What do you think are some of the big misconceptions that people have around what you do?
A lot of people think they can do it on their own. You can't. You honestly can't. If you're an artist, focus on being an artist and then get yourself a manager and whatnot. A team, you know. If you don't have a team that's just there for you, and a team that's just really working towards you being this big artist that, you know, you're going to sell out shows and whatnot. If you don't have a team that's going to do that for you, you're not really going to be, because let me tell you, you can't source gigs and then also like be in studio and then whatnot. You can't do that.
Mm.
You know, you need to have a person that's going to set out your things. Like, oh, Gershon, you got an interview there. Oh, Gershon, you're doing a gig, whatnot. You need to have those type of people. And that's when, and then Gershon is the one that's going to be focusing on doing the music and everything. Because trust me, if you're going to try to do everything at once, there's a place where you're going to lack. It's either you're going to lack in your music, or it's either you're going to lack in finding or sourcing gigs or whatnot and whatnot. Do you understand? Mm. So for me, it's my job to get the guys where they are and the way they want to go and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I know it's Gershon's job to make sure that he releases dope music. Do you understand? So get yourself a team. I've seen a lot of people that just say, nah, I'm going to do it on my own and whatnot. You can't.
Yeah.
You honestly cannot. Get yourself a team, and then the team will build you, and you just focus on the music. Give 110% to the music. The team is going to give 110% towards getting you out there.
Dope. Producer Palesa, is this all kind of making sense to you? You look like you have a question.
Yeah, it kind of does, but I actually want to ask him a question.
Yeah.
We've all seen the feud between AKA and his previous management. I want to know from him, whose fault does he think it is? And when it comes to being artist managers and stuff, do you take the responsibility of saying, okay, I manage your finances, I manage your accommodations and travel arrangements, stuff like that.
Yeah, where do you draw the line?
Yes, how do you, yeah, what do you guys do? Do you sign contracts and stuff like that? How does it work?
All right. Well, the last question in terms of how it works is, for me, being an artist manager, I started this thing like 2 years ago, you know. I'm very open, you know, with my people. If we don't really have contracts. So for me, I feel like, if you feel I'm not doing enough for you, you are more than welcome to leave. You know, that's how I leave it, that this is an open space. But for me, my track records speaks for itself. But yeah, there's no really contracts involved. At a later stage, yeah, that's when I'll add it. But for me at this point, it's a matter of, look, we're going to do this, and if you feel like I'm not doing enough, you can go.
Hmm.
In terms of finances and whatnot, I'm very open with my guys. We have an account that we can all like look into and check the financials.
Hmm.
And money's going into this, money's going into that and whatnot. Like for me, I'm very open. I don't like to cheat people or whatnot. Even at some points, if you're going to do a gig and you're going to get paid, I don't even take, you know, the money. That's, for me, it's more than just the money. Honestly, it is far more than just the money. I'm just trying to be, look at Diddy. Diddy helped out so many people. Diddy's going to go down as really a legend, the person that people are going to talk about, you know, for years to come. You understand? And I feel like if it's about money, you're going to be sidetracked.
Mm.
You know, you're going to be sidetracked with a lot of things. So for me, it's more about the love and trying to make sure that, you know, everyone can eat.
Yeah.
Do you understand? the first question, AKA and the management, it's kind of like both their fault, because if you're in a team, there needs to be communication. AKA also can't just relax and be like, no, you know, that's why it's also crucial to also find, like what I was saying, find a proper team, you know, a team that's not gonna, you know, take your money or whatnot and whatnot. Find yourself a proper team that's down for you as much as you're somewhat down for them, you know. But also, as an artist, just make sure that you're also involved in terms of your paperwork, your contract, and whatnot. You know, if I come with you, if I come with the contract to you and be like, okay, this is what's going on. Cliff Central is going to give you 2 billion rands if you whatnot, if you do this. Read through the contract also. Yeah, yeah. You know, I can come to you and be like, yeah, it's all good and whatnot. But also, you take the initiative to read the contract, you know, and also just communicate. Do you understand? As in to like, yo, Ari, like, you said there's this amount of money that's going to come in and I only received this much. Mm. What's going on? You know, also check up on yourself. It's like, just check up on your paperwork. Mm. Also, basically, that's what I'm also trying to say.
Advice for people that really want to get into it. What's a great starting point? How do you begin to make something like this happen?
A great starting point. One of my friends told me that you really need a mentor. Mm. You know, that is very, very, at first, I was just like, you know, I can do it on my own and whatnot, but you really can't. You need a mentor, because why? They've been in the game far longer than you've been. They know, you know, they know more than you will ever know. Mm. And on top of that, they will put you on. They will be like, okay, listen, here's this person. Talk to them about this and this and this. Get yourself a mentor.
Okay.
You know, a team. Like, I cannot stress this enough. For these young kids out there who always text me that, yo, you know, I also want to do this thing. Like, get yourself a proper team. Do you understand? And I keep on, like, saying this. You're not going to do everything on your own.
Mm.
Get yourself a team. And just be passionate about what you're doing. And just know what you're doing. You know, just know exactly where you want to go. You know, just sometimes reflect on your progress.
Yeah, and then
try get surpass that. Because I was even telling my friend that I'm looking at the level that I am, that I was last year.
Mm.
And I'm looking at a level where I want to get this year.
Yeah.
You know, also take time to reflect and, you know.
Dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Network, sorry. Like,
teamwork and network. This is stressing you out as you're discussing this. It's teamwork and network. I've got it, bro.
You need to network a lot.
You're passionate.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good.
Thank you very
much. Well, listen, it's been very insightful finding out a little bit more. If people want to find you on social media and ask you questions, how do they get a hold of Kelvin?
My Twitter handle is at Hebe Proper.
Hebe Proper. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. HEBE_PROPER on Instagram, it's proper_mfana. So that's where they can get me if, you know, they want to collaborate, they want to talk. My DMs are open. Hit me up. And yeah, man, let's work. Let's make 2018 one of the greatest year anyone can have.
Dope. I dig it, bro. Thank you so much for the time and for giving us an insight into what it is that you do every single day.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me, man. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.